And the fashion on this is all being said.
Okay, a very good morning, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. I have passed on the printout just in case you find my accent a bit difficult to understand. Okay. So today, in this devotion, let us discuss about the purpose of life on this earth. John 6, verse 27 says, "Do not labor for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you." According to this scripture, our goal is eternal life, which means living in the kingdom of heaven. But then, why did God give us life on earth? What does God intend us to do with our lives on this earth? This question had been on my mind for a long time, and I found an answer to this when I read the book of Ecclesiastes. We all know that Solomon, renowned for his wisdom, wrote the book of Ecclesiastes. I hope I'm pronouncing Ecclesiastes right. Solomon was a wise and a wealthy king. He had everything, at least from our perspective. But he mourned throughout the 12 chapters of this book, just like a common man. This book describes Solomon's search for meaningful and long-lasting happiness, which eventually leads to his realization of what God expects us to do with our life on earth. Ecclesiastes 1, verse 2 reads, "The teacher says, useless, useless, completely useless, everything is useless." Some of the other words used for useless in other versions are vanity of vanities, meaningless, no purpose, pointless, and so on. The author here says that everything in life is useless and questions the value of all human efforts. In further verses, Solomon raises a very important question. What brings happiness or completeness or satisfaction? In verses 4 to 11, he explores the world and observes a cyclical pattern in nature. Generations come and go, the sun rises and sets, the wind blows, and the river flows into the sea, yet never fill it. These observations lead him to a realization that despite continuous efforts, nothing is new under the sun. Everything just repeats. For example, in our daily lives, we clean our house, but the next day it is unclean again. Sometimes I wonder what the point of cleaning is. Everything is repetitive, but we still clean every day. Similarly, we wake up in the morning, eat, work, and sleep, before repeating the same process the next day. Solomon here questions the value of all human efforts and pursuits under the sun. Ecclesiastes 1, verses 12 to 18 addresses the question, does wisdom bring happiness? Despite his wisdom being greater than all who were before him in Jerusalem, and his heart experienced much wisdom and knowledge, he realized that in much wisdom is much grief, and increasing knowledge only increases sorrow. Let us just read verses 16 to 18. "I said to myself, I have become very wise, and am now wiser than anyone who ruled Jerusalem before me. I know what wisdom and knowledge really are. So I decided to find out about wisdom and knowledge, and also about foolish thinking. But this turned out to be like chasing the wind. With much wisdom comes much disappointment. The person who gains more knowledge also gains more sorrow. Here, chasing the wind is an expression that depicts to do everything you ever wanted to do to find happiness and still feel a void that the wind could just blow through. He found wisdom is completely useless. Now he continued his search for meaningful happiness and tested, does having fun bring happiness? Ecclesiastes 2 verses 1 to 3 reads, I said to myself, I'll try having fun. I will enjoy myself. But I found that this is also useless. It is foolish to laugh all the time, and having fun doesn't accomplish anything. I decided to cheer myself up with wine while my mind was still thinking wisely. I wanted to find a way to enjoy myself and see what was good for people to do during their few days of life. He, that is Solomon, realizes having fun offers no lasting satisfaction. It only exists in that moment. It is again like chasing the wind. Next, he tried to give life meaning through the satisfaction that comes through hard work and tested, does hard work or accomplishments bring happiness? In verses 4 to 11 of chapter 2, Solomon undertakes great projects like building houses, planting vineyards, gardens and parks, and acquiring slaves, herds and flocks. Despite amassing immense wealth, he acknowledges that these possessions are fleeting and unsatisfying. Despite becoming greater than all who were before him in Jerusalem and indulging his every desire, Solomon finds that all his achievements and possessions are meaningless, a chase after the wind. He then returns to consider, maybe wisdom is the answer. However, according to Ecclesiastes 2, verses 12 to 16, death equals wife and fool. Let's read Ecclesiastes 2, verses 14 to 16 alone. Wise people see where they are going, but fools walk around in the dark. Yet I saw that both wise and foolish people end the same way. I thought to myself, what happens to a fool will happen to me too. So what is the reward of being wise? I said to myself, being wise is also useless. The wise person and the fool will both die, and no one will remember either one for long. In the future, both will be forgotten. Solomon tried everything and yet couldn't discover the ultimate solution for meaningful and long-lasting happiness. He comes to a realization that all we can do is eat, drink, and enjoy, which we may read in Ecclesiastes 2, verses 24 to 26. The best that people can do is eat, drink, and enjoy your work. I saw that even this comes from God, because no one can eat or enjoy life without him. If people please God, God will give them wisdom, knowledge, and joy. But sinners will get only the work of gathering and storing wealth that they will have to give to the ones who please God. So all their work is useless, like chasing the wind. We can observe that some of the most successful people of the world are also unhappy. Well, a man who does not have enough money can still find satisfaction in simple things. Being satisfied with whatever we have is a blessing from God. Enjoying our labor and the fruit of our labor is also a blessing from God. being able to eat well is also a gift from God. Let's read a few more verses which are same as the above verse. In Ecclesiastes 3:9-15, the author gives a wise advice here to enjoy one's life and labor as God's gift, as people cannot add anything to what God has done, and they cannot take anything away from it. God does it this way to make people respect him. Ecclesiastes 5 verses 18-20 reads, I have seen what is best for people here on earth. They should eat and drink and enjoy their work, because the life God has given them on earth is short. God gives some people the ability to enjoy the wealth and property he gives them, as well as the ability to accept their state in life and enjoy their work. They do not worry about how short life is, because God keeps them busy with what they love to do. In above verse, Solomon suggests that the ability to enjoy what one has is a gift from God, and encourages people to focus on the present day instead of dwelling on the shortness of life, to have contentment in work and life's simple pleasures. Ecclesiastes 9:7-10 reads, So go, eat your food and enjoy it, drink your wine and be happy, because that is what God wants you to do. Put on nice clothes and make yourself look good. Enjoy life with the wife you love. Enjoy all the useless days of this useless life God has given you here on earth, because it is all you have. So enjoy the work you do here on earth. Whatever work you do, do your best, because you are going to the grave where there is no working, no planning, no knowledge, and no wisdom. I believe that Solomon's realization and insight is valid even in our current position of life. God undoubtedly wants us to prioritize him while also enjoying what he has bestowed upon us and working towards a goal of eternal life. If we eat, drink, and enjoy without God, life is meaningless, and pursuing happiness without God is like chasing the wind. However, having God at the heart of our life simplifies everything, and even the tiniest things brings us serenity, joy, complete contentment, and happiness, making our lives worthwhile. So we are to eat, drink, and enjoy in God to make our life meaningful. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 31 says, The answer is, if you eat or drink, or if you do anything, do it all for the glory of God. Finally, Ecclesiastes 12 verse 13-14 says, Now everything has been heard, so I give my final advice. Honor God and obey his commands, because this is all people must do. God will judge everything, even what is done in secret, the good and the evil. In conclusion, our main purpose under the sun is to honor him and obey his commands, and to enjoy everything that God has blessed us with. May our Almighty God bless each of us with the ability to enjoy and be happy with what we have. Thank you for listening to me. Yes, open for your comments and suggestions. Thank you.
Thank you.